Welcome back to the show, listeners. And if this is your very first time to the show, I welcome you too. My name is Skyler, and we are the only show that is all things Taco Bell. We break down the latest news and is bold enough to frequent the dark web to bring you leaks of upcoming items. Today is Monday, February 10th, and this is 5-Star Taco Bell News. Okay, I'm a little biased on this, but I gotta say my intros are definitely getting better and better. Alrighty, let's jump right into it because we've got a full slate of news items to go over and I'm very excited about it. To top it off, just a quick reminder of the new items that are out if you have not gone to your local Taco Bell and tried the Buffalo Fries or the Buffalo Fries Burrito, go try them out. I did a review recently on my Instagram, 5-Star Taco Bell Reviews. Go check that out if you're curious to what it's all about. I think I do a pretty good breakdown of what to expect. So just want to call that out. The next thing on there is we've got a new thing in the grocery aisle. Man, I feel like this needs a new segment title. Something about, you know, new in your grocery. Basically, what we have is a new chip item that is the Reaper Ranch Tortilla Chips. And I don't know where you can get them. I found this while scouring Reddit. A user posted it up. They found them. It's a red bag. It says new Reaper Ranch Tortilla Chips. I'm definitely going to go find them, and I'll post up a little review. They're made with real Carolina Reaper peppers. So you know how we love our Reaper Ranch sauce on this channel. And these chips sounds like they might be the perfect itch to scratch or the perfect scratch for our itch. Yeah, I think it's that. So if you find those and beat me to it, you should do your own review. Rate it out 5 stars, break it down, and I will actually repost it. No, seriously, I will repost it to Twitter and Instagram before I do it. And if it's good enough, I won't even do it. I'll just have you guys do it for me. Okay, now here's something that I missed a while back. So a couple months ago, there is a new item that is being tested right now, and I'm very excited about this. It is crispy tortilla chicken strips, basically. This kind of came out amongst the big Chicken Wars controversy with Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. If you're not familiar, Popeyes came out with a spicy chicken sandwich that apparently sold out really fast, and they were kind of had a little Twitter war with Chick-fil-A. It was some friendly banter, but it was really popular. In the middle of that, me and some coworkers went to Popeyes near our office to go there. And I kid you not, we pulled up and we didn't see a drive-thru. We didn't see anybody inside. We didn't see any cars parked. And so we were wondering what was up. And so I went and walked to the door at Popeyes. And on the door was a little piece of paper that said something that their cooker or their cashier system was down. And I'm thinking, if your cashier system is down, now I've worked in food. I've worked in restaurants for 8 years. Cashier systems do not slow you down. You will do manual. You'll freaking do those manual prints with credit cards. I'm sorry. There is things you can do to get past that. What I think happened is they sold out of the chicken sandwiches and they didn't want to be caught up in the controversy and the angry guests. And so they just decided to shut the entire restaurant down. Yeah, that's what I think. I don't know if it's true. Now, in the middle of this, I don't know if this was planned or talk about trying to ride the hype wave. I don't really feel like they're trying to ride the hype wave with these chicken strips because they're not out yet. And according to my information, they have been taste testing or, you know, over 100 recipes, 100 iterations of the deep fried chicken strip. So basically, it looks like a big chicken strip tender that you can dip in some new sauces. I have some pictures I'll post up on Twitter. These honestly look so good. These are probably the most, these look for me more exciting than the nacho fries. I just feel like I need chicken strips at Taco Bell. It's the thing that they've been missing. So here's some more information on them. The new crispy tortilla chicken menu item which the brand describes as the ultimate Taco Bell twist on a classic. I feel like that's their thing. We put a twist on a classic. Great. Features all white meat chicken dunked in a jalapeno buttermilk marinade before being breaded with crunchy tortilla chip coating. Now there's the twist. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. Now, this came out in November. And if we were to go off of previous patterns, in September, it came out that they were demoing a large party pack, which I think came out in November and December. So we've kind of, this isn't always the case because the Buffalo fries we heard about last summer. But if we were to go off of a very limited pattern, seems like they kind of reveal something 2 or 3 months before it comes out. So I'm thinking if we don't get these chicken strips in Experience 2, which will be out in the next 6 weeks or so, we'll probably get it in Experience 3. And I'm very, very excited about this. Okay, let's go to some news. This is actually some old news, but it's an actual hit the news. and it's really funny. Let's see if I can find it. Here we go. So this was back last summer. And we didn't have this podcast back then, so I couldn't relay this. But the title, the headline is Woman Arrested for Pouring Liquor Down Taco Bell Employee's Mouth. Now, when I first read it, I thought it she was an employee and she was pouring it into the mouths of guests. But no, it's the reverse. She was a guest. So the story is Eliana Aguilar. She's 23. This is in the Washington County city of Cornelius in Oregon. Apparently Monday around 1:20 a.m., she drove up through the drive-thru, reached through the drive-thru open window to dump alcohol in the employee's mouth, police said. And the reason the police know this is because there was a police officer directly behind her in line at the drive-thru, which is amazing. So she got arrested, which they said was one of the weirdest DUI arrests of the weekend. Of the weekend? Man, they must get a lot. It'd be better if it was the week, but just the weekend. Now, the article basically ends there. The police then took the woman into custody and arrested her on a DUI charge after she blew an alcohol content of 0.12. Now, the limit is 0.08, so she was quite a bit over. She admitted to boozing and smoking the J and had a bottle of Hennessy in her car. So, great story. But I'm just wondering what possible interaction she had with the Taco Bell employee that the Taco Bell employee felt comfortable to, you know, lower his head into a position for the alcohol, I would assume the Hennessy, to be dumped in. Did they know each other? Were they friends? Or did he say, hey, man, it's late. I see your Hennessy. You know, I'll give you some extra fries if you dunk it in. I got to know. And why was what's the story of the employee? Was he fired? Was, you know, did it blow over? I think it's a great story. Okay. I didn't go over this in the past because we have time, but I think today is a great time to go over this. This year in January, just a month ago, almost exactly a month ago, Taco Bell put out a statement about their new commitments to for 2020, like their new product commitments. And I'm just going through my notes and finding it here. There we go. So they have four, what they call bold new commitments, and they think they're great. So I'm just going to summarize them real quick because beyond the food at Taco Bell, we got to talk about the brand and what Taco Bell is doing for the communities and just beyond that and being sustainable. So a lot of their commitments go through. So I'm going to just go over real quickly the four commitments and then I'll kind of break down each one and have some comments on them. So number one is make all consumer-facing packaging recyclable, compostable, and reusable by 2025. Number two is continue to invest in its people building leaders at all levels. Great. Number three, increase education support for fans and team members to keep pursuing their passions. And number four, strive to be the number one QSR, which is a quick service restaurant for vegetarians. So if you remember last year, they launched their big new vegetarian menu. So they're making push through there. So better sustainable packaging, investing in their own people, increasing education support for fans and team members, and then striving to be the number one quick service restaurant for vegetarians. Great bold moves. I love it. Let's go a little bit deeper into the first one about their packaging. So this is interesting to me because I'm a designer, a brand designer at heart. I love packaging. And something that really isn't top of mind for me is the actual materials used by that. So there was actually an article by one of their nutritionists, strangely enough, that was talking about their new plans for their nutrition. And this is, let me just pull it up here real quick. This is Missy Shafak or Shaphawk. I don't know how to say it. It's a really cool last name. She is the, I think, the chief dietitianary at Taco Bell. And there's an interview that goes on about what's promoting it. And I just want to call out just one little part of the interview, which I kind of relate to. So they're asking her why, like, why is Taco Bell pushing for better packaging? And they said, okay, so there's still a lot Taco Bell has to figure out. A specific team will be put on and be focusing on working with packaging suppliers to rethink packaging and a focus on sustainability, functionality, and communication. And they're pretty confident they can meet their goals. So what I think is great about this is even if they don't make their goal, if Taco Bell, a large brand, they have over 7,000 restaurants in the U.S., if they, as like the consumer of these branding and packaging companies, are making a push for the sourcing and the manufacturers of this of these, that they are driving for it, it's actually putting a lot of pressure on these companies to change their sourcing and actually manufacturing habits to make more sustainable stuff. And here's the thing. If Taco Bell is leading the charge and saying, hey, we need better stuff that has no, you know, BFAs and PBA and PFAs and BPAs and phthalates, they're not going to just make special ones just for Taco Bell. Like, they're just going to, why not just make that change for everyone? And so by like a large company making that pressure, you're going to see kind of a change in rollout release amongst other companies. So I'm a big fan of this. They also say like that they're seeing, they don't want Taco Bell customers. So me, you listening, they don't want us to have to make a choice between craveability, like their food, the whole reason we go to Taco Bell, our favorite items. They don't want us to make us choose between that and sustainable, companies. What did they say? Responsible dining. They don't want us to choose between craveability and responsible dining. And I think this is very intelligent of them, because as we're seeing the world change and people are becoming, you know, woke culture and being, I think, just more responsible human beings, in a few years from now, I think that really will affect people's decisions. And if there's a big, you know, company like Chick-fil-A or McDonald's that is found to be using bad and irresponsible dining practices, like, that will dramatically infect their business. We're already seeing this, that based on, it goes beyond the service they're providing. It goes into the ethos of what the company is doing. That's why people choose things that they do. And so I think Taco Bell is beating it to the punch and making changes now before it becomes an issue later. I think this is very intelligent, because right now it may seem, are users really choosing before that, between those two? I don't really think so today, but honestly, within 2 years, I think that will really affect people's decisions. So I think it's really smart of them to bite that, nip it in the bud, if you will. So some other things that came out of this article, this interview, is 75% of Taco Bell's business is drive-through. And that kind of surprised me. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, yeah, that definitely makes sense. 75% is drive-through. So what they found in their research, especially in asking people about straws, right? So straws, big controversy with these new sustainable fries, straws, fiber-based, that if you've ever used one, I'm sure if you're listening, you have, they're not great. They really are not great. I've seen some new ones where they have like a wax, inner wax lining, which kind of helps with it not fall apart so quickly, but it still falls apart. And I don't think we have a really great solution for straws. And what they, Taco Bell has found is that because they have a lot of traffic through drive-thru, people love straws because they're in their car. You need a straw. People like to chew on the straws. Literally, like that's the quote from it. People like to chew on their straws. And so they said that something on their mind is potentially making straws chewable to a degree. Because with the paper ones, I ain't chewing on that. And I get it. You know, people, you know, want to like a little stress reliever or like a little twitch that they have, like to chew on it. Totally makes sense. So that's pretty interesting. So what does that mean that they're going to be more responsible dining? Basically, they're going to install more recycling bins where places actually have recycling infrastructure set up. And they want to make all of their packaging PFA, BPA, and phthalate-free, which is basically small little toxins that come through packaging, which is great. Okay, so that was number one. I'm not going to go in deep with the other one, but a couple of sentences under these commitments. So number two, again, is continue to invest in its people, building leaders at all levels. So if you remember recently, there was news that came out. They said later this year, the brand will be testing a $100,000 annual salary for restaurant general managers. I'm not too familiar with the fast food industry, what salaries are, but that seems like a pretty good amount for a fast food general manager. Now, for those who may not want to be in a manager role, the brand is introducing something called Makers. It's a program for restaurant team members who want to elevate their passion for the brand and want leadership experience, which is interesting. So I'm curious to see more news and information on what a maker is, because I align to that one, the word, but I don't really care personally about like managerial responsibilities in a workplace, but to become a maker, that sounds really great. Now here's something that I don't like. So here's another sentence. It says, additionally, starting January 1st, 2020, so this has already been kicked off, all nationwide company employees can become eligible to receive at least 24 hours of paid sick time per calendar year, which makes me think that paid sick time was not a thing. And so if it was not, sure, this is a great first step to introduce paid sick leave. But the key word here is that employees can become eligible for that. Does that mean that you just have to not be sick for 6 months to get that? Do you have to work at a location for 6 months or a certain amount of time to receive that? And honestly, just 24 hours of paid sick time a year is not good. If you're working at Taco Bell listening to this as an employee, a team member, you know that that is not enough. And if you're in charge of making these changes, I'm sure you're doing your best to be, you know, efficient for the company, but you've got to do better than just 24 hours of paid sick time per calendar year, because that's not competitive enough. And I mean, it may be now, maybe other places, but how easy is it for Popeyes, which seems to you to be with you, the chicken strips, to be stepping into that realm, for them to say, hey, we're going to offer, you know, 3 days of 24-hour paid sick time. So at the very least, if this just kicks off a new competitive edge for fast food companies to offer this, then that's great. But right now, 24 hours a year of paid sick time, that is really sad to hear. But if they didn't have before, then that's great. I'm just saying it's not enough. Number three, with their increased education support for fans and team members alike to keep their passions. So Taco Bell has a foundation, which is the Live Moss Scholarship, which is really awesome, where it helps fans and team members pursue their unique passions. So this year's awards in 2020 will bring the Taco Bell Foundation to 17 million in total awarded scholarships. Now that's awesome. That's really great. If you want to submit for this year, you're too late. It was January 23rd was the cutoff, but you just submit a 2-minute video. That's really great that they're going to continue to, they're awarding 6 million this year alone in scholarships, which I think is really, really cool. And then the last one for vegetarians, of course, yep, we talked about it. Strive to be the number one quick service restaurant for vegetarians. I honestly haven't put much emphasis on vegetarian food, even though one of their vegetarian food items is one of my all-time favorite, the bean burrito. So I do have vegetarian items from Taco Bell all the time, which is great. Okay. I was in San Francisco last week at a conference, and I want to give a little report back on my visit to the San Francisco Cantina they have downtown. But before I get into that, and break it down my experience, I want to give a quick shout out to one of my partner podcasts, Steal This Idea by Scott and Andre. These guys are amazingly smart two fellows that I happen to work with. I'd shout them out even if I didn't work with. But they're Steal This Idea podcast. I've been listening through the last few weeks pretty religiously. Their whole premise is that they share an idea, a business idea, maybe a philanthropy idea to you free of charge. You can take it. You can do what you want with it. You can steal that idea and run with it. You know, they just say maybe, you know, give them a little kickback if you become successful. But on top of that premise, one of my favorite parts in their show is the good idea, bad idea, which if you've ever scrolled on Instagram and received some of these really ridiculous but just barely relevant products through ads on Instagram, well, this podcast is for you because they go through each of those. And if you've ever wondered, that looks like a terrible idea, well, the experts, which are Scott and Andre, will confirm with you that they are a bad idea or a good idea, a good idea. And in most cases, well, I shouldn't say most cases, but in some of the cases, they've actually purchased some of those things and actually tried them out and they kind of report back. So if you're someone that just likes to talk products, likes to brainstorm, and likes to just hear about ideas, this podcast is just strangely addictive because it's always new. They could just talk about the most dumb things, and I would still have a good time. So Steal This Idea. They are everywhere that you can catch podcasts. My favorite way is Spotify, because I think Stitcher, they were saying, is getting a lot of movement, but we need to give them more sound on Spotify. So check them out. Okay, coming back to San Francisco Cantina. I was there for work for about a week at a design conference, which was really great. And one of the nights I knew I had to go to the San Francisco Cantina. So we actually had dinner in Chinatown because we wanted to try some new local food, and we had this place called China Live. And then afterwards, maybe I'm getting my nights mixed up, but it doesn't matter because it was a crazy week. One of the nights we decided late night for fourth meal to make the trek over to the cantina, which we did. It was a fun walk over there. It's right a little bit south off of the heart of the financial district in the south of Mission Street, which they call Soma District, which is great. So we get there. It is a one-story Taco Bell cantina. If you're not very familiar with cantina, the whole premise is that it's a slightly elevated experience from a normal Taco Bell. They serve alcohol. They sometimes serve some unique items because it's a cantina, but really it's just the alcohol. And I think that when you slap the cantina sub name on it, Taco Bell somehow feels validated to exist in an expensive downtown big city area. But when you actually walk in, and I've only been to 3 cantinas before, it basically feels like a normal Taco Bell. And sadly, I was not impressed, because when you throw a Taco Bell, you know, a slightly elevated Taco Bell into a big city downtown, and you're trying to be more than you are, you're still attracting the same kind of people, which is people like me that just are weird and like cheap dollar menu items that are so good and I'm addicted to. But you also kind of get the crazies that big cities have, sadly. There's a big problem in San Francisco with that. I don't have any ideas of how to solve it. But because Taco Bell's so cheap, it was just attracting a lot of the interesting crowd in Taco Bell. And it seemed like they were understaffed. It was a little dirty. So I'm kind of knocking on it right now, but I did not have a great experience in there. But I did order a Baja Marg, and it was fantastic. So at the very least, you could pop in, get a drink, you know, and walk out and continue on your way. There is some better cantinas. There is the Oceanside in, I'm going to botch it. I'm going to look it up right now as we're talking, but I think it is in San Jose. It's right off the beach. And it is, okay, here it is. World's only beachside Taco Bell now serves booze. Yep, this is the Pacifica Taco Bell. They just had a remodel last year. And let me just find the location real quick. It is on the Coast Highway Pacifica. Man, why doesn't seem to be very helpful? This one looks like a true cantina. It's right on the beachfront, very clean, open inside. Looks like a beach house. That's what I imagine a cantina to be. But when you put in these downtown places, they're not as great as they could be. So hold on. What's this? I'm getting some incoming transmissions. Hold on. Okay, I just received a transmission of a potential new item leak in a segment we like to call This Week's Leaks. Now, the transmission is stating that the Taco Bell design team, TBD, as we've talked about them in the past, has made a post on Instagram, apparently, where they are, you know, showing off some new, hand illustration work for potentially a new item that they're doing. Now, they post a lot of just fun, random, goofy stuff. It's really great Instagram to follow. And what the post is about is a new item supposedly called the Steak Firecracker Fries. And they're kind of exploring some fun, different illustrative ways to write firecracker. And what makes me think this is now just more than them playing around is that there's actually on the last image on the carousel of the post on Instagram, there is an image, a actual food image of the item. And basically what it looks like is nacho fries with steak on it, nacho cheese, jalapenos, and some crispy tortilla chips, which look like volcano. Because if it's firecracker, I'm guessing that's like the crack snap and they have to be fiery to make it, you know, kind of hot. So a little fiery Doritos Locos tortilla strips in it as well. And what makes me add more confidence to this is that there is a burrito right next to it, which now is the third time we've seen this pattern where they have kind of an open dish and then a burrito paired with it. There's a little additional note on the graphic that says ignited with a tangy spice, which sounds interesting. Now, on the graphic, there is the two items on the bottom and then the big, bold, you know, new steak firecracker fries on top. But on the background seems to be either some fireworks or sparklers, like an actual image. And I can only imagine that this could be like a 4th of July, like summer item, which timeline-wise of the things makes sense. You know, they'd be working on some promotional items. The food's probably already, you know, tested and ready. Now let's get the marketing and graphics ready. So this looks really exciting. Wow, great transmission from the people on the dark web who found this one. Okay, going through my notes, make sure I didn't miss anything in the news. That's about it. I did also look up where that cantina is, and it's in San Francisco. This is the Pacifica Taco Bell Cantina, and it's about a half hour to 45 minutes south of San Francisco, you know, the peninsula. If you're on the bridge, it's probably about an hour's drive. It's directly west of the airport, right on the beachfront. And I'm really sad that I did not make the trip out there. But you know, the day that I do, we will be all over it. That's it for today's weekly news update. I say weekly, but I don't know. It's kind of whenever there's enough content for an episode, I pop it up. Maybe two times a week, maybe three. Hopefully as often as I can, but don't count on like it just has to be weekly. Remember, we're on Instagram. That's where we started. 5-star Taco Bell reviews. Great place to visually interact with me. I'm on Twitter. I'll be reposting a bunch of smaller stuff that maybe doesn't make it to the episode. So there's exclusive content on each one. And I am joining a new social platform, which is a teaser. I'm not going to say what it is. And you probably haven't heard of it, honestly. It's not like I'm joining YouTube, which I do have some videos on YouTube. I don't really push it very much. But I'm not going to tell you about it yet because I'm going to make a bigger announcement next episode. And I don't have any content, so I don't want you to go there and like not see anything. I want to give you a taste of what's going to be going on. Just want to give you a little bite about it. And that wraps up this episode in the books. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time. I'll tell you no matter.